Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, May 8th. A hypermassive neutron star defies gravity. Instead of instantly collapsing to form a black hole, it keeps itself puffed up, but only for a while. In the end, gravity always wins. A neutron star is the ultra-dense corpse of a once mighty star. It's more massive than the sun, but smaller than the city limits of Chicago. Neutron stars have a weight limit, about twice the mass of the sun. If they pack on more, they collapse to form a black hole. But there may be a way for a neutron star to hold up against that limit, from the merger of two neutron stars. If they come together in the right way, they might resist gravity by spinning extremely fast, up to 78,000 times a minute. That would churn up the surrounding space-time, producing tiny ripples known as gravitational waves. Future observatories should be able to hear those ripples as the stars approach each other, as depicted in this simulation. The ripples would end with a chirp as the combined stars finally surrendered, forming a black hole. From merger to collapse, it should all be over in less than a second. The black hole would ring like a bell for a while longer as it settled down, producing more waves. No one has yet heard that ringing, but a recent study found two candidate mergers from the 1990s. They were accompanied by intense bursts of gamma rays, bright flashes before the ultimate darkness. More about gravitational waves tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.